You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. I'm very pleased to say we're joined for the first time by a young man from Israel. He is a first lieutenant in the Israel Defense Forces by the name of Aviv Regev. He has achieved the rank of a deputy platoon commander in Israel's 101st Paratrooper Brigade. But much of note at the moment is that he is one of the stars of a new film, a documentary entitled Beneath the Helmet, From High School to the Home Front. He grew up in northern Israel, but spent several years in New Jersey. We're catching up with him in Philadelphia at the moment. He has graciously agreed to talk a little bit about the new film, which will premiere in the Washington area at the Jewish Community Center tomorrow on the 11th. Lieutenant, it's great to have you with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Frank. It's great to be with you.
Congratulations on your new role. Talk a little bit about this film, Beneath the Helmet. Who made it, and what's its major point?
Well, an organization called Jerusalem U, which is a nonprofit American organization that put its objective to educate about Israel through interactive film and media, just popped up on our base one day when I recruited 120 soldiers and started filming us for 8 months, and they were literally with us for the whole time during live fire exercises, when we were jumping out of planes. They were really able to capture the process that we teenagers in Israel go through in the army while we face all the challenges and difficulties and the harsh reality of Israel. So it's really a story about coming of age, the strength of the human spirit. I think it also gives a lot of inspiration.
Our guest is Aviv Regev. He is a first lieutenant in the Israel Defense Forces, and we're talking with him about a new film in which he features prominently, Beneath the Helmet, From High School to the Home Front. And, Lieutenant, you were describing this as a coming-of-age story. Talk a little bit, if you will, about what that means as a practical matter for you and your comrades in arms, thrust as you have been in many cases, literally from, you know, high school into the front lines of Israel's fight for survival against an array of very hostile adversaries.
Well, for me, it's the responsibility. I can't speak for all soldiers in Israel, obviously, but I can tell you from my own experience that the responsibility that you suddenly gain in such a short amount of time is just unheard of and unprecedented. It's probably the only place in the world where at such a young age you have so much responsibility. And if it's at the age of 21, finding yourself literally commanding and providing for 40 soldiers, and at the age of 23 for 120 soldiers. And it's not just training, it's combat too. So that's quite a big responsibility.
It is indeed. You're literally on the line for their lives and well-being, as well as the performance of their mission. Talk a bit, if you would, for most Israelis, this is not a matter of volunteering for the military. This is something that is required as conscription. Is that not the case?
Right. So in Israel, we have what's called a national service. It's the law to be a part of it. For the boys, it's 3 mandatory years, and for the girls, it's 2 years. It's a bit more broader than just the army. It includes hospitals, police department, fire department, social welfare, and the army itself also, which most teenagers do go to. And once we do go into the army, it's by every definition of the word, it's considered the people's army. And that means that we have soldiers from the top 10% of society, from the bottom 10%, from big cities, small towns, Christians, Muslims, desert nomads, Druze and Jews alike, everyone in the same platoon. So it's quite the melting pot. And you could even say a ticket into the Israeli society to be a part of it.
And as a deputy platoon commander, of course, you've witnessed, I'm sure, some of the strains that go with those differences being melded, if you will, in that melting pot. How difficult was it as a young commander for you to have this kind of, well, as you say, responsibility, but also challenge? And what does it say about the larger Israeli society to which these conscripts will ultimately return?
So first of all, it really is quite a challenge. You find yourself investing all of your energy and all of your time in it. It was not once and not twice that I found myself on my vacations driving cross country, which is, it's not that big. It's like crossing New Jersey, but still with, you could even say, with a washing machine to one of my soldiers' homes, because I found out that he doesn't have a washing machine and they're living 9 family members. So some of the time you're even just focusing on the social welfare. You're not even sure if you're a combat officer or not, because you're trying to provide for all the soldiers and make sure they have everything they need. And other times you find yourself very strained in combat operations and in very difficult training sessions, which are also pushing you to the extreme.
This, again, is Lieutenant Aviv Regev we're speaking to. He is one of the featured participants in a new documentary entitled Beneath the Helmet, From High School to the Home Front, which will be premiering in the Washington, D.C. area at the Jewish Community Center on the 11th of December. And let me just ask you, because you've obviously been confronting up close and personally, as they say, some of these adversaries. There are now reports that after the campaign in Gaza over the summer, the terrorists and jihadists of Hamas are once again putting together more rockets and missiles with which to attack Israel. How do you feel about what is in prospect now, so shortly after this bitterly fought campaign? And what do you think the people of Israel more broadly feel?
Honestly, the truth of the reality that we live in is that it's very frustrating. In Israel, we want to live our lives peacefully and quietly, but it feels like every few years we can't ignore anymore the threats around us, and we have to deal with them, and then they rearm, and then we have to deal with them again, and it's kind of a cycle, like mowing a lawn, your lawn, you could even say. But it's very disturbing, especially with all the money they're receiving from different countries around the world. A lot of money that is going unsupervised. No one really can, after they give them money, no one really knows what they do with it.
Or worse, we actually have very strong reason to believe what they're doing with it is building more tunnels and building missiles and otherwise preparing for the next onslaught. And as you say, that there's a sort of idea here that this is something that just has to be done to maintain a sense of order in the neighborhood. But unfortunately, unlike the grass, this stuff is going to kill people unless it's stopped. And it must be, as you say, extraordinarily frustrating that Israel is endlessly halted from finishing the job in the face of these ongoing threats. Let me ask you about one thing that is now being bruited about in the United States. You've spent some time here, Lieutenant. Your English is flawless. I wondered what you thought, as a man with some experience with both countries, of the reported consideration being given by President Obama to putting sanctions on Israel over its construction of so-called settlements.
Well, first of all, we need to talk a bit about the settlements themselves. People see them as a big obstacle to peace, but the truth of the matter is that the settlements are only 1.7% of the disputed land that we're talking about, and it's such an irrelevant and small issue that I think is just, it shows how much they don't understand what really is going on and how much it's not relevant to the issue. It won't solve anything. It will only hurt the relationships between Israel and the United States. And what's important to say on that matter is that I really see Israel as the front line and not dealing with the real issue, which is radical Islam, nuclear Iran, which are much more worrying and much more important, just means that they don't understand that Israel is the front line, and at some point it will reach the United States and Europe too.
Lieutenant Aviv Regev of the Israel Defense Forces, its distinguished 101st Paratrooper Brigade, in which he serves as a deputy platoon commander. Good luck with the film and with helping bring this very important message to the American people. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your service. Next up, Michelle Van Cleave joins us. We'll talk about the torture report and counterintelligence reform in the United States. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.